Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Ready? Let's turn to the Bible, Romans chapter 2.
我们一起来看圣经《罗马书》第二章。
So we'll continue our series on Romans. Romans chapter 2, verses 11 through 16.
我们继续来查考《罗马书》现在我们来看《罗马书》。第二章11到16节。
For there is no partiality with God.
因为神不偏待人。
For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. And all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law.
凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。
For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
原来在神面前，不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
In that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them.
这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
On the day when according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you would open up your word to our hearts today.
父啊，求你把你自己的话解开，向着我们。
We ask that your Holy Spirit would cause our hearts to believe and to trust in you.
愿圣灵让我们的心能够来相信，来依靠。
And give us grace to also walk and to obey you.
给我们恩典，让我们能够来遵从，来顺服。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Diners are often open 24 hours.
餐厅常常都是开24小时营业。
And New Jersey has the most diners out of any other state.
新泽西比任何其他州有更多的餐厅。
Diners meaning the ones that are open 24 hours 7 with a big menu.
这些餐厅一般来说是比较大的餐厅，他们有正式的这个菜单。
Yeah, I was training to be a restaurant inspector during college.
我在读大学的时候，我想成为一个专门做卫生检查的。
And I was interning at the South Brunswick Health Department.
那个时候我是在South Brunswick 做那个实习生。
So we went to inspect on a diner by surprise.
我当时跟着一起去一个餐厅做检查。
So there was one diner, we walked into the kitchen and saw the roast chicken sitting on the counter.
在一个餐厅的那个厨房里面，我们看见有那个烤过的鸡在那个厨房的那个桌上。
And diners usually keep roast chicken waiting on the diner for hours and hours.
那个时候这个鸡在桌面上面可以等上几个小时。
And when someone orders chicken noodle soup, they then take the chicken that's been sitting there for hours and put it in the soup stock that's been sitting there for a couple hours.
当有人在那里点这个鸡汤面条的时候，他们就会把这个鸡和那个放在桌上几个小时的这个烤鸡和那个汤，就是那个鸡汤，也是同样放在桌上几个小时，合在一起。
And then you heat it up, salt it, and then give it to a customer.
接着他们就把他们热一下，完了加了一些盐调味，就给顾客。
And then customers are presented with a delicious chicken noodle soup that is actually liquid stomach ache in disguise.
所以这些顾客好像看起来是拿到了这个可口的很好吃的这个鸡汤面条，但是实在这个是隐藏着的这个胃痛。
So our health inspector and I had to decide whether the restaurant deserved to be kept open with the owner basically warned, or to close it down by order of the health department.
所以这个卫生检查员和我们两个人在那里一起思考，应该是让他们仍然继续营业，得到一些这个警告。
I was trying to convince the health inspector to keep it open. Let's be merciful. He can learn from his mistakes. But the health inspector wanted to shut it down.
我当时想要说服这个卫生检查员说应该给他们一些怜悯让他们仍然继续营业，只是得到警告以后他们有机会可以改正。但是卫生检查员说不行，要把它关了。
The health inspector's rationale was that he already gave them lots of leniency. He already gave them a dozen times, as said in the record, where he didn't shut them down when they violated many health codes.
但是那个卫生检查员的理由是说，我已经有十几次这样子警告他们，而且都是记录在案的，而且告诉他们应当如何来遵守这个州的这个法律。
So here's an example where a figure in authority has to make a determination whether someone followed the law.
所以这个执行者有这个权力的这个，他必须要遵守这个法律上的规定。
Especially if it has been made known to him multiple times, he's aware of the law.He has been told what to do, so judgment must follow.
尤其是他已经这个餐厅的这个业主已经知道这些法规也已经告诉他们当如何来行，但是他们却没有听。
And so the health inspector told me there is no excuse. Judgment is based on the law.
所以这个检察员就说没有任何的理由。或者是原因不听，他们必须被关。
So where we are in the book of Romans is that Paul is proving his thesis that's in Romans 1:16 to 17, the gospel is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes.
当我们在读罗马书，看到保罗他讲到的他的论点，就是在一章的十六节和十七节讲到福音本是神的大能，要救相信的。
Mm-hmm. And that salvation is based on the righteousness of God.
这个救恩是因着神他的公义。
But to show how the believer would be saved by the righteousness of God, he first wants to present to us the unrighteousness of man.
为了显明神的公义，首先他在那里指出人的不义。
Why man needs the gospel, and then explains how the gospel works.
而且为什么人需要这样的福音？最后讲到福音是什么。
So that's why Romans 1:18 to 3:20 show that the unbelieving Gentile is unrighteous. That's the end of chapter 1. Then he shows the Jew is unrighteous, the chapter 2. And then chapter 3, everyone is unrighteous.
所以从一章十八节一直到三章二十节，保罗都在那里显明人的不义。第一，他是在第一章的后面讲到不义的外邦人，接着他在第二章显示就是自以为是的犹太人也是不义的。最后他指出每个人都是罪人，都是被定罪要永远的成人，这是在第三章。
And then after proving the unrighteousness of man, then he shows from chapter 3 verse 21 through chapter 8.How the gospel can save us and give us that eternal life.
所以当这个第三章二十一节里边指出我们所有的世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀以后，他才指出一直到八章后面讲到这个福音，人怎样才能得救。
So if you remember last time we shared the first part of chapter 2, Paul was responding to that self-righteous person, the old man, who thinks that the judgment of unrighteousness in chapter 1 only pertains to Gentiles.
所以在第二章的开头部分，保罗他讲到这些犹太人自以为是的犹太人，他们以为第一章里头的审判只适合于那些外邦人，不义的外邦人，不属于他们自己。
Gentiles meaning non-Jewish. So these Jewish people think that they are in a special category.
这个外邦人的意思就是说非犹太人，他们犹太人自己以为他们是特殊的种类。
So they think they have a unique historical relationship with God that God will automatically count them as righteous in his sight.
他们以为他们与神有这个独特的历史的关系，而且神会自动地看他们为义。
The last time we shared that God is impartial between Jew or Gentile, he does not give preference to the Jew when he judges.
上次我们交通到神他不偏袒人，让我们看见他在那里 就是看犹太人跟那个外邦人都是不偏不倚的。
He judges truthfully based on actual deeds, and he doesn't give preference based on your religious background, your knowledge of the Bible, or your parents' or your culture's faithfulness.
所以神他真实的审判不是根据你的宗教、你的背景或者你父母对主的忠心，而是根据你的实际的行为。
So let's turn to today's passage to take a look at it. Let's take a look at verses 11 through 16 of chapter 2 in Romans.
我们现在来看一下今天我们要讲到的经文，从11节开始到16节。
And let's see the three-step progression of Paul's argument.
我们看到在这里有三步的这样的进展，在保罗他的论证当中。
Because 11 here, for there is no partiality with God, he is trying to prove that God is impartial.
在11节他说到神不偏袒人，讲到的神的公义的审判。
And then 12 to 16, you see 12, verse 13, verse 14 all start with the word for, F-O-R.
在这里我们看到12到14节，每一节都是以这个 这个 for 这个因为这个词开头。
So meaning one sentence will have to connect to the next sentence with the for, meaning it explains what happens, and then explains what happens, and then explains what happens.
所以你们看见在这里第一，12节到14节是一节一节，从前面一个意思导致到下面一个意思。
So to explain how God is impartial, the first four shows that there's a judgment for sin, both the Jewish person who has the Mosaic law and the Gentiles who don't have it.
所以第一个说到他的那个审判，对罪的审判，是同样对犹太人和对外邦人，就是有律，摩西律法的犹太人和没有律法的外邦人。
And that will be our first point that we'll go over. And then the next point, the second point, is verse 13. It says, for it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
完了，第二个地方说到的这个审判，这个律法的审判，不是看那个是否听律法，而是说是否遵行律法。That's
the explanation.
这是一个解释。And
then 14 is another four. That's the rationale, which shows that Gentiles also have a law.
第三个这个因为说到
and how they can verify right or wrong. So we're
going
to go through these three points, and then it'll culminate with God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
So
and God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus will then be the culminating idea of how there's no partiality with God in his judgment.
当我们看见神要借着保罗所传的福音来最后审判人的时候，我们看见神的义。
So let's first talk about the first point regarding this passage, Romans 2, 12 to 16, which is found in verse 12.
首先我们要来看这两种的情形，两种的犯罪都是有后果的。
Yeah, let's take a look at,
十二节里面我们看见。
Yeah, let's take a look at the consequences of these two sets of people who sinned. The Jew who has the law and then the Gentile who does not have the law.
我们看见有律法的犹太人和没有律法的外邦人，他们都有罪。
So let's first take a look at similarity before the difference. The similarity is that all who sinned.
我们先来看他们的相似之处，完了再来看不同的地方。
There's an emphasis here.
他们都已经犯了罪。
There's an emphasis here that Paul is implying all human beings are sinners.
在这里保罗指明暗指所有的人都是罪人。
And Paul will continue to develop that theme that there's no one righteous, not even one.
在以后我们可以看见保罗要说没有一个义人。
Now let's take a look at the difference between these two groups.
那我们再来看一下这两组人有什么不同。
Well, obviously there's a group that has the law and one group that doesn't have that Mosaic law.
那一组人是有摩西律法的，另外有一组是没有律法。
And if we take a look, the consequences, the ones without the law will perish. Sorry, the one who has with, yeah, that's one who has not the law, without the law, will perish. And the one without the law will be judged. The difference here is perishing versus judged.
我们这里看见没有律法的人，他们将要灭亡。而有律法的将要受到审判，这不同就在于一个灭亡，一个是受审判。
So what's that difference? Gentiles will perish, Jews will be judged.
这个不同就是外邦人要灭亡，而犹太人被审判。
So perdition or perish means someone would fall based on their own actions without any outside intervention.
这里灭亡是指的这个人他不是别人在那里使他，而他因着自己的行为被跌倒。
Let's say a stone is rolling down a hill into a ravine.
就好像山上的石头可以自然地被滚到山下。
You don't need someone constantly pushing and rolling and constantly chasing after stone to make it fall into the ravine.
并不需要有外力，有人在那里一直不停地推他，让他滚下去。
So one's own action can spur one's own downhill slide.
是因着他自己的行为会引起这样子的向下滑的行为。
And do you remember Paul already mentioned that in chapter 1, he says the Gentile sees proof of God's power and goodness in nature, but rejects him.
在第一章我们记得保罗说这些外邦人他们明明知道神但是他们却不尊重神靠按着自己的私欲在那里行事。
And because they worship idols, God let them go to their own passions and sinful desires.
他们在那里敬拜偶像所以神任凭他们让他们在那里吃他们这个罪的结果。
And the result of those idolaters is that they naturally curl up and are caged into their own selfishness.
因着这样呢，他们最后就卷入到自己的这个自私和自己的里面，最后得着这个恶果。
And thus perish on their own.
这样他们就会灭亡。
Judgment, though, is for the Jew who has the law.
而审判呢，是给那些有律法的犹太人。
So the law was given. People know what is God's will, what is right and wrong.
那律法给了这些犹太人以后，让他们知道什么是神的旨意，什么是对的，什么是错的。
And it does follow that if Jews were given the law, then they can be judged against its stipulations.
所以因着他们已经有律法，所以可以按照律法来审判他们。
So let's say you are a drunk driver.
好，让我们来做一个比方说，你就是那个醉酒的这个司机。
And let's say that one, you can drive off a cliff.
可以说有一种情形就是你开车撞到跌到那个悬崖底下。
Or drive into a median.
或者呢开车到那个中间地带。
No one made you do it.
没有人让你这样做。
Or let's say and then you get hurt and you have to get well on a hospital bed for 4 years.
所以呢，你就受了伤，而且呢，你最后会在床上病床上躺四年。
Or the police can catch you and take a breath sample.
或者呢，是警察抓住你了，完了在那里验你的血。
And you violated the law that says you are driving under intoxication.
所以就证明说你是已经犯了法了，你在那里是醉酒。
And they point to the law, and then you're jailed for 4 years.
他就把你关在监里，在那里待了四年。
So, 4 years regardless, but one, you injured your own self and take your own way to perdition. The other way, you did not measure up to the judgment from the law.
所以同样是四年，一个呢，是因为你自己伤害自己，有四年的时间，你在那里受苦。还有一个呢，是因为你犯了法被抓了，所以四年你被审判关在监里。
So Jews are judged against the law revealed to God, revealed by God to Moses.
犹太人他们已经接受了从摩西启示给他们的这个律法。
And since this is the first time that the Mosaic law is talked about in detail in Romans, we want to see the purpose of the law as part of God's covenant.
因为这个是在罗马书第一次仔细的讲到神的摩西的律法，所以我们在这里再仔细看一下。
So the Israelites were given the law around 50 days after God saved them from the bondage of Pharaoh after leaving Egypt.
这个以色列人呢是在犹太人他们离开埃及的奴役之地以后50天左右获得的。
And God is showing the Israelites that their salvation is for a purpose, that it is to glorify and serve God rather than to serve the world, which is symbolized by Egypt.
这里我们看见神的救恩是有他的目的的，就是要来荣耀和侍奉神，而不是侍奉用埃及所象征的世界。
He says that Israelites were to be a holy nation, a kingdom of priests.
在这里我们看见以色列人将要成为一个祭司的国度。
And at the inauguration of the covenant in Exodus 24, they're inaugurating the covenant, it were young men who are offering the sacrifices at Sinai.
这个我们在出埃及记24章里面我们看见在立约的时候摩西是吩咐年轻人在西乃山上献祭，不是祭司。
Right, not priests. These are young men to represent the whole of the people.
在这里我们看见这些年轻人代表的是所有的百姓，不只是祭司。
Moses built an altar and sent young men of the sons of Israel, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord. That's in verse 4 and 5.
在这里我们看到摩西筑了一座祭坛，而且他打发以色列中少年人去献燔祭，是献给耶和华。为平安祭的，这是在四到五节里面。
Then says, then Moses took the book of the covenant, half of the blood, took the blood of the covenant, half of the blood was sprinkled on the altar, and half of the blood were sprinkled on the whole peoples.
在这里我们看见摩西将血取为圣约的血，一半撒在祭坛上，一半撒在百姓的身上。
So the covenant is for the whole people.Not just Levites and priests were to priests. The whole people were to be kingdom of priests.
这个盟约是为着全体的百姓立的，而不仅仅是为了立位人或者祭司立的。
But if Israel were to be a kingdom of priests, then this spiritual privilege would come with spiritual responsibility.
当我们看见以色列人被立为这个祭司，他们也有这个权利。并且带来了这个责任。
And that responsibility is a law, is actually a grace as well, because it allows an unholy people to come into relationship with a holy God.
这个责任呢，其实就是这个律法。其实这个律法是对他们好的，因为这个律法把他们带到神的恩典的
身上。So I hope that we all get to understand this. The law is about relationship with God foremost.Although it also has to deal with our being justified.
首先这个律法说到的是与神之间的关系，接着讲到这个 律法有他的要求，公义的要求。
That is true, that God does justify us, and there is a righteous requirement that's presented in the law. But first we need to know that the law is about relationship, first and foremost.
所以最要紧的，最先的，我们是要看见律法是要叫我们能够称义，但是在这里最要紧的还是要看到这个关系与神之间的这个关系。
Because to have a solid relationship to anyone, you cannot just listen to someone and say, yes, I love you, but not take any actions.
所以为了与某人建立这个稳固的确定的关系的时候，你不能只能对那个人说，哦，是的，我爱你，而不采取任何的行为。
Taking actions in obedience out of love shows the true relationship.
只有因着爱而采取行为表明，这才是一个真正的关系。
And that brings us to the second point, which is verse 13, which says, For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
这个将我们带到第二点，就是十三节里头说到的，神原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
So law demands doing and not the hearing.
所以律法要求我们是行，而不是只是听。
Jews heard the law every Sabbath. They gather either back then temple or synagogue.
所以犹太人是每个周六在会堂或者是圣殿听这个律法。
Hearing here, it's hearing because that's how they hid. Everybody didn't have a copy of scripture for personal reading. Instead, they listened to the scriptures being read out publicly to them.
对他们来说，因为没有人手一本可以供他们阅读的经文，所以他们必须听公开向他们大声朗读的经文。
And so the scriptures were held in very high regard.Kept at the synagogue in a box, and everybody values it.
所以圣经那个卷宗是非常的尊贵，他们被完好的保存在会堂一个盒子的里面。
And when it comes about to them actually hearing the words of Scripture, their ears are really well attuned to capturing every thought and remembering it.
因为这个阅读这个圣经的话是如此的要紧，所以他们很擅长能够听，而且能够保留他们听到的内容。
We, on the other hand, in our Western modern day visual culture, we don't really remember what we hear so well. We usually just remember what we see.
而今天在我们这个西方的这个文化的背景底下，我们常常是已经习惯于是看。所以我们不是那么注重擅长听，而是我们看见的我们会记得住一点。
So their ears are really good at retaining the facts, and then even several months, years later, then to repeat those facts to someone else.
所以他们的耳朵学会了如何保留他们所听见的这些事实，而且多少年以后，他们仍然可以把它们复述出来，告诉别人。
The faintest analogy we have to our day is when you listen to music or a song for a few times.
就好像跟我们现在的来这样做个比方，就是你听到了一首歌，你听了几次以后。
And then several years later, you're shopping at a Target, and then you hear that first strains of that melody, you can then sing the whole song to yourself.
所以过了一段时间以后，哪怕以后在听到这个旋律的时候，你会想起来，你会把这个歌唱出来。
So just because a Jew can remember all the details of that law and even then years later tell it to somebody else, does not mean that they keep the law or obey the law.
所以对这些犹太人来说，虽然他们已经听了而且记下了这个律法的这个内容，并不等于他们听了就已经遵行了。
And someone said, Sankalp, congratulations, he's going to college this week, but he also got his driver's permit this week.
在这里我们要在这里恭喜 Sankalp, 他 要进大学，而且他今年，他这个星期也拿到了这个 驾车驾照的纸。
And everybody who is testing for that permit will get a copy of that manual, the state driver's license manual.
所以每个人拿到这个考驾照的这个这个运一同意的这个证书的时候，他会同样得到一个驾照的这个说明。
And it's no good if you put it into the glove compartment.
这个一点不会有任何的帮助。假如你把这个这个学习的这个材料放在你的车子的那个前面的驾照的位置。
But then not actually follow the rules or regulations in it.
而你不是真正的在那里遵循或者是守这个上面所说的这些条例。
So John 5 has a very similar story.It's a lame man lying at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years.
在约翰福音里头，我们看见有一个瘫子，他是在毕士大那个池子边躺了38年。
He represents Israel.
他呢，代表以色列人。
He has legs, but he cannot walk.
虽然他有腿，但是他不能走路。
His two legs are like the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
这两条腿就像十诫中那个两块法板。
The law is like the foundation of the society of Israel.
这个律法实在是以色列人他律法的这个基础。
So theoretically, you're supposed to stand on your two legs and walk to follow God, but this person has no strength to walk.
理论上说，他们应该可以站在这两条腿上来行走，但是他们却没有力气来行走。
He has the legs, but no ability to walk. Someone could have the law, but no power to obey.
所以他们有脚，但是不能走，好像有律法，但是没有力量来顺服。
So it's not just about having the legs. You need a neural connection between the legs and the brain.
所以你不仅仅需要腿，而且你需要这个腿和大脑之间有这样子的联系，神经的联系才行。
So they need to instead follow the word of God. So Jesus said to that lame man, get up, pick up your pallet and walk.
所以你需要来跟随，来听从神的话，就像耶稣说的，起来，拿起你的褥子，走吧。
Immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk.
那人立刻痊愈了，拿起他的褥子开始走路。
Spiritual life is through obedience of faith to the living word of God.
所以我们灵圣灵里面的那个信心是因着我们听了主的话，遵从他的话。
Thus it is not the hearing but the doing.
不是仅仅的听到，而是要行道。
Verse 13 says, "The doers of the law will be justified." Justified means that you're declared righteous in the sight of God, as if you have never sinned, and you're accepted fully by God.As God's people.
在这个十三节讲到那个结果是要称义，而称义的意思呢，就是在我们在神面前好像从来没有犯过罪那样，是被完全接纳的。
So this is a super big if someone can follow it. So let's save this discussion about justification when we then talk about it in chapters 3 and 4.
这个很大的一个假设。如果让我们一起来看这个下面的是怎样行。
So since we talked about the Jews, now let's talk about the non-Jewish people, which are Gentiles, and how they are judged.
我们来看这个称义这个是怎样能够做得到的。那我们接着来看外邦人，他们是怎样来受这个审判。
So let's take a look at chapter 2, verses 14 to 15 says, For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
In that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them.
这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证， 并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
So the Gentiles here are given three witnesses.
在这里我们看到外邦人有给三个三位证人。
The work of law written on the heart, the conscience, and the reasonings, or some translations put it, their thoughts.
好像这个律法的功用是刻在他们的心里还有是非之心，就是良心，还有就是这个推理，或者是说他们的思念。
So we'll go over all three, but we'll spend more time on the conscience.
我们一起来看这三个方面，但最多是要来看这个良心。
The first witness is the work of the law written in their hearts, which they show.
律法的功用写在他们的心板上面。
This verse is not saying God wrote his law onto Gentiles' hearts.
这个并不是说神在他们的心上面写他们的那个写那个律法。
But saying when a Gentile does the work of the law written on their hearts.
而是说到他们在那里顺着这个律法的他们的本性在那里行。
Essentially, when a Gentile does what he should,then they become a law to themselves.
当他们行他们所当行的，好像他们是在那里顺服这个。
So hold on to that thought. We'll go over it more. But the second witness is conscience bearing witness.
所以我们等一下下看更多一点。接下来我们来看这个良心。
All humans created in God's image, we have the Holy. Wait, sorry. All humans created in God's image have the Spirit, and thus we have the conscience.
所有的人都是按照神的形象被创造出来的，所以我们的灵里面都有这一个良心。
When it is functioning correctly and normally, the conscience tells us when we do something wrong, and it's not up to God's righteous judgment.
当这个良心它的功用是正常的，是对的时候，它会告诉我们这个事情的是和非。
Later in Romans 9:1, Paul says his conscience bears witness in the Holy Spirit so that it is sensitive to the Spirit's voice and to God's will.
要保罗在那个九章一节说到，他说我是在基督里说真话，有我的良心被圣灵感动给我做见证。
And a believer's conscience is living, made alive once a person believes.
当我们信主了以后，我们的良心就会活过来。
Hebrews 9:14 says, The blood of Christ purified our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
在希伯来书的九章十四节说到，基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血就洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑。
So unbelievers have a conscience that does dead works.
那不信主的呢，他们行的都是死刑。
But dead, which or not living, does not mean not existing.
这个死或者说到死刑，并不是说不存在。
Dead means something does not have the right function.
这个说到是不对的这个功用。
We often said dead leaves which have fallen off the tree are existing, but not doing their proper function of photosynthesis.
就像这个掉下从树上掉下来那个叶子死的叶子，其实不是说它不存在，而是它已经失去了光合作用的这个功用。
So an unbeliever's unregenerated spirit wants to do the right works, but end up doing dead works.
那个没有重生的灵是一个死的，他所做的是不对的。
So a conscience is an indicator. It's like a smoke alarm.And like a knife.
良心呢，就好像是一个烟雾的警报器，或者呢又像一把刀。
So a smoke alarm, usually when there's a fire, that smoke alarm will go off.
就像那个烟雾的警报器，通常是在发生火灾的时候，它会响起来。
Similarly, in unbelievers, that conscience is there, but it's not completely perfect.
而在没有信的这些外邦人当中呢，这良心不是完美的。
So some smoke detectors will just go off even if there's no fire.
好，就像那个这个烟雾的警报器，有的时候也会响起，虽然还没有火灾。
Let's say there's too much steam or water vapor in the air, it can create the smoke alarm to go off.
就像好像有空气当中有很多的热水蒸气，这个烟雾的警报器也会响起一样。
But it is a pretty good rough indicator.
这是一个可以说是一个比较粗略的一个好的一个比较。
And the consciousness speaks to us. Sometimes it's almost like a knife.
有的时候我们又可以说这个良心就像一把刀。
Being accused by the conscience, it feels like you're being hurt because there's something gently stabbing at you, and it's very bothersome.
So, 有的时候在良心中被指责的时候，你会觉得有那个不舒服，那个伤痛，或者让你觉得很烦。
If you do something wrong, no one you thought knew about, you will have the sharp feeling of guilt inside that doesn't go away.
好像有的时候你做错了什么事情啊，虽然没有人知道，但是呢，里面却是一个不能赶掉的那个内疚感。
But God gave us this conscience as a good type of hurt. It's a good type of knife.
而神把这个良心给我们，好像这个是一个伤，是一个好的伤。
It's not a slasher's knife just to hurt us for no reason. It's like a surgeon's knife to help us remove the tumor of sin.
不是一把杀人的刀，无缘无故的伤害，而是一个外科医生的那个刀是用来做手术的。
And so it seems like in various Gentile societies, there is this idea of a moral law, a natural law, as they call it in political philosophy.
所以在外邦人的这个社会的里面，这个理念里面，他们有讲到这个良心，也讲到好像是好的，说到哲学这部分。
There is a standard by which people want to obey.
他们有一种标准是要让人来遵守的。
And there are certain rights that cannot be taken away.
有一些说到人的权利是不能被挪去的。
But only if those things, those rights, those moralities comes from a true righteousness in God. All pointings at human rights are basically just people's preferences and feelings.
所以只有当这个说到权利也好，说到这个道德的标准，当它完全是从神那里来的时候，公义的来的时候，才行，而不是只是人的自己的一些感觉。
Because if there's no true thing as God's perfect righteousness, then someone saying, "I don't think you should do that," is basically rooted on they prefer you not to do that. But there's really nothing wrong if you do that.
在这里就好像有一个区别，我们看到人有的时候告诉你，你真的不应该做这个事情，而这个只是基于他们自己的这个喜好，他觉得你这个做不好，而不是说你是错的。
And since God created every person equally, and each person having that inherent worth, then someone saying that I prefer they not do that, they are just basically just conferring rights to you, but you yourself do not intrinsically have that right.
所以当人神造人的时候都是平等的，而每一个人都有应当享受的这个权利。当某一个人在那里说你最好不要这么做，是按照他自己的这个喜好的时候，让我们看见。
So before my interest in becoming a health inspector, I wanted to be an anthropologist and spent the first few years of college trying to do that.
所以当我在那里想做那个卫生检查员之前的时候，我是对社会学、人类学很有兴趣。
And various cultures have various different interesting things.
不同的这个文化习俗和不同的这个兴趣。
And I collected a song that is sung by a cannibal tribe in Papua New Guinea.
我有收集到一首歌，这个是讲到这个食人社会里面的一些情形。
And 10 years later, I still remember it by heart, although I have not gone back to look at it.
十年以后，我仍然记得这首歌，虽然我没有再回去仔细看这些。
These are the lyrics. My own mother, my own sister, my own mother-in-law, I will not eat.
他 在这里说到我自己的母亲，我自己的姐妹和或者是我这个就是
mother-in-law，
mother-in-law 就是我的婆婆岳母，我不会去吃。
Your own mother, your own sister, your own mother-in-law, I will eat.
但是你的妈妈、你的母亲、你的姐妹或者你的婆婆或者是岳母，我会吃。
So all Gentiles groups have some sort of written laws or unwritten conventions.
所以这些外邦人不信的人，他们都有那个成文的规定或者是不成文的这个规定。
Third witness is the conflicting thoughts that accuse or excuse.
在这里又讲到他们的思念在那里彼此较量，或以为是，或以为非。
That is, sometimes when one does something, your thoughts can accuse you, saying that is wrong. Other times they defend you, saying that wasn't that bad.
所以有的时候你做了一件事情，你里面的良心会在那里说，在那里指责说你说错，你做错了，或者有的时候你的良心会在那里替你辩护说你没有做错。
It's like if you did an action, a court case about action gets opened up.
就好像是在法律法庭上面，你把你自己的案卷打开。
And some of your thoughts are the prosecutors who are accusing you of doing something wrong.
好像就有那个检察官在那里控告说你做错了。
And then there are others' thoughts that are the defense, the defenders who are supporting you, saying that was not that bad.
或者是你的辩护律师会为你辩护说这个没有那么糟糕。
But either case, there are these conflicting thoughts in every single person.
但是我们每一个人都会经历有这样子的思念在当中，在我们里面，在那里。
So these three witnesses, work of law, the conscience, the alternating thoughts, are witnesses showing that we have moral awareness.
这我们讲到这个律法的功用，好，在我们心中这个三点，一个是在心里，一个是良心，还有就是我们的思念彼此较量，让我们看见实在我们里面都有这样子的。
And if there's moral awareness, then there is moral responsibility.
讲到有道德的这个标准，良知也讲到我们就有这样的责任。
Right, to say there's no partiality with God.
在这里我们看见神不偏袒人。
And all people, Jew or Gentile, are judged according to a standard that they are aware of.
所有的人，这个犹太人或者是非犹太人，他们都有这样子的一个律法。
Right, we said that all are judged by the light that are given to them. The more light that is given, the more faith that's demanded. To him who is given much, much is required.
就好像是根据他们所获得的这个亮光来做判断。
And
多给的就要多取。
And it's not the hearer, right, but the doer. It's not the knowledge, but the obedience.
不是听到。而是要行道，不是说知道，而是要顺服。
And thus, therefore, Jew and Gentile have equal responsibility of sin and judgment. They're responsible for what they have done.
所以呢，无论是犹太人和外邦人，他们对罪和审判都负有同样的责任。
So 16 then says, On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
十六节说到，就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
Hidden things means our thoughts, attitudes, and plans, things that people don't see or know about.
这个隐秘事呢，指的就是我们的想法、我们的态度或者计划，其他人看不到或者不知道的。
God can see our hidden sins. He can see the motivation behind those actions.
但是神他能看见我们心中的隐秘事，不单是我们的想法，还有里面的动机。
The hidden sins, the hidden things, is the poison. The motivation is the poison behind the sinful action. The motivation is the poison of the action.
所以这个动机呢，确实是那个毒，这个来 引指使我们去行的。
So if we, let's say, poison someone else, we think they are the ones getting hurt.
当我们在那里想到我们可以毒害另外一个人。
But on Judgment Day, we actually find out that we actually poison ourselves rather than poison someone else.
但审判日的那一天，我们会发现我们以为我们会伤害到别人，但反过来会审判到我们自己。
That is when the smallest action or thought are seen in their true light.
所以最微小的这个行为啊，或者想法，都会有被看见的那一面。
A harmless lie or a fleeting fantasy will be made permanent.
那个你觉得没有害的这些谎言，或者是一个很快就发生的一件事情，其实会被永久化。
So a prehistoric bird may have gently landed in an area of mud just for a few seconds.
就好像在史前那个一个鸟它在泥中就是停留了这么几秒钟。
And it's that piece of mud is now preserved as a hardened fossil to be examined later by a paleontologist.
就像这一团泥最后变成化石，让后来的人现在可以在那里学习。
So, your hidden thoughts that you carelessly and briefly entertain now get fossilized permanently and recorded for review in the day of judgment.
所以你现在觉得好像轻而易举的想到的一些想法。好，隐藏的想法其实可以被记录下来，甚至实话到最后一直到审判日的时候成为用来审判你的证据。
So if we don't listen to our conscience now, and judge our thoughts, we don't want the worst thing being to have them exposed for judgment.
所以如果我们现在不听从我们里面良心的那个判断的时候，很糟糕，以后就会被暴露在审判当中。
And who is the judge in this case? It says God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
那么谁是那个审判者呢？我们看到说是耶稣，他要来进行审判。
And why is Jesus given the authority to judge?
为什么耶稣他有这样子审判的权利？
We know that he obeyed the Father.Became in the form of man and suffered death on the cross.
我们知道他顺服父的旨意，取了人的形象来到世上。
And then God highly exalted him and so qualified him to take authority to rule over all things and take up the name above all other names.
所以父最后把他升为至高，也给他这样的权柄，可以来审判人。
So to rule is to judge.
这边讲到他的主宰，也就是审判。
For example, do you not know that you shall judge angels? Basically, in the future, humans, man is the appointed to rule. Is the one appointed to rule.
当我们在那里说我们不来审判天使，是因为人最终也可以与一同来做主。
And right now, the Lord Jesus is still 100% God and 100% man.
现在我们知道我们的主他是完全的人，也是完全的神。
And as Son of Man, he would understand our limitations and our weaknesses because he is a man.
作为人子呢，他了解我们的局限和我们的软弱。
So not only does his humanity qualify him to be our great high priest,It also qualifies him to be our judge.
所以他的人性不仅使他有资格成为我们的大祭司，也使他有资格可以成为我们的审判官。
So for example, my sister and my former roommate were both medical doctors.
就像我的妹妹和我以前的室友，他们都是医生。
I noticed that whenever they met someone else that's a doctor, the conversation would all of a sudden turn.
所以我注意到当他们遇到另外同样是医生的话，他们的说话对话就会转变。
It will turn toward lamentation and commiseration.
他们会彼此同情。
lamenting medical tests and board tests and intern years and poor hospital system management and the insurance companies and the uncourteous patients and, you know, various things.
所以他们也会在那里感叹后悔，读医学院啊，执照的考试啊，做实习生、住院生，还有就是公立医院的系统啊、保险公司等等这些不好的东西。
And as someone who doesn't have a similar experience as them, I have no insight into their situation.
假如我没有跟他们同样经历的话，我就不会了解他们所讲的这些事情。
But when we stand before Jesus, we will be confident that he would understand our condition before meeting out a righteous judgment.
所以当我们站在主耶稣面前的时候，我们可以确信他会用正义的审判，了解，因为他了解我们的状况。But
on the flip side, if we stand before him, knowing that our evil action caused him to bear our sins and pain on the cross, it could cause us pain and regret as well.
从另一方面呢，如果我们站在他面前，知道我们的恶行导致他在十字架上背负我们的罪，就会让我们痛苦和后悔。Just
like when Jesus turned to Peter after Peter denied him.
就像主耶稣转眼看彼得当他三次否认主以后。So
definitely living on earth, we must be ready for what comes later. Our actions have consequences.
所以今天我们活在世上，我们要预备好那一天审判的时候。Now
let's pull back to think about how this passage relates to us.
那我们回头来看一看，这一段话是与我们有什么关系？
Because God's judgment is righteous because it's based on one's practice, not on one's pedigree. It's based on the walk and not the talk.
所以我们看到神的这个审判。 不是基于我们的背景，而是不是基于我们的知道，而是看我们的行为。That
without Christ, every single person, whether Jew or Gentile, cannot stand on their own works, but rightly deserves condemnation.
所以若是没有主耶稣，我们没有一个人是义的，能够站立在神的审判台前。So
this place in context, Paul is talking about the terms of our judgment. Because only later will he show the terms of our salvation. So we need to really know this place is the terms of judgment.
在这里保罗讲到更多的是讲到审判，他还没有讲到救恩，以后他会讲到救恩。And
we don't want to conflate passages out of context, saying that this is where it says we can be justified by our works.
所以在这里我们要注意，我们不能把这里单单的提出来说我们是因着行为称义。
To just boil it down to something just is simple to represent what's here, the terms of our judgment depends on our works, but the terms of our salvation is based on faith.
所以在这里我们讲到最最基本的就是我们的审判是根据我们的行为，而我们得着的救恩是根据我们的信心。To
say that one more time for the note takers, the terms of our judgment are based on works, the terms of our salvation are based on faith.
为着记笔记的缘故，我在这里重复一下，审判是基于我们的行为，而救恩是基于我们的信心。So
to talk about how this passage relates to us, so this passage is not talking about the salvation justification, but we should talk about what Jesus did for us.
在这里，我们看到这一段跟我们之间的关系，不是说到主耶稣，我们看见的是神他的审判，讲到我们主耶稣为我们所做的。So
we'll talk about that, just so that we can have just like a well-rounded understanding. But it's not the passage here.
哦，这个是我们以后要讲的。再回过头来看。So
believers are no longer under condemnation.
我们看见信的信徒不在那个定罪的底下。So
Jew or Gentile, if we trust in Christ Jesus as Savior, we're free from this condemnation.
我们看见无论是外邦人或者犹太人，信耶稣以后，他们就不再被定罪。And
why is that? We already mentioned here, sin requires judgment, and the punishment for sin was fully born by the Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus on the cross.
为什么是这样子呢？我们知道罪是要需要被审判的，但是我们看见我们的主耶稣已经把所有的罪担当在十字架上。
He was made sin and judged on our behalf.
他被做成，他是无罪的成为罪，最后为我们的缘故被审判。
So if believers are not judged for sin, because that is a historical thing that has already been done,
我们的信心其实不是以为这个是已经，我们的信心是知道这个已经是已经已过的，已经成就的事实。
So the direct application of this is not to our case when we talk about when believers are judged.
这个直接的这个联系呢，就是说，这个我们这些信所信的信徒不被审判。
But then why does it say in other places that believers are judged?
但为什么在其他地方又说到信徒是被审判的呢?
And that is a totally different judgment.
这个是说到一个不同的审判。
The Corinthian letters say that believers will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ.
你说的是哥林多
书? The Corinthian letters.
哥林多书里面讲到这个信徒以后将要被审判。
The faithful will be allowed to enter the kingdom, but then the unfaithful will enter into outer darkness.
忠心的呢，进入这个天国，而不信，不忠心的却是要到那个黑暗里面。
So the judgment we face is not that of rebel enemies before a stern king, but it is that of children before parents who are lovingly rewarding and disciplining children for the sake of their maturity.
所以他们的这种审判并不是说好像是神的仇敌在那里受到审判，而是说这个不听话的孩子在父的慈爱的里面受到管教。
So for sake of maturity, meaning to conform us into the character of Christ.
说到为了是让我们能够成熟，能够有基督他的品格。
As Hebrews 9:28 says, the believer's judgment at Jesus' second coming is not related to sin.
在这里我们看见希伯来书说到主耶稣他的第二次显现与罪无关。
So before we close, let's take a quick look, Romans 3:23-25.
我们在这里很快的来看一下那个罗马书的三章二十三到二十五节。
To summarize what we've been saying, the unbeliever's need for the gospel, and then what the gospel brings us, so that we can be saved.
在这里总结，我们看见为什么我们需要这个信福音，我们需要救恩。
It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.Which God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
So Christ fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law, and justification is now based on faith in Christ.
所以我们知道耶稣他做了挽回祭，当我们在那里相信以后，就被称义。
So in the law, God required the atoning blood on the ark behind the veil of the tabernacle.
所以当我们相信接受基督，那他的宝血就成为这个赎罪的血，在这个约柜的上面，在幔子以后。
But in our day, because of Christ Jesus' work on the cross, it says God publicly displayed.As a propitiation in His blood through faith.
在这里我们看见这个借着信，这个基督他要做成那个挽回祭。
So it is not behind a veil anymore. It is set forward. It is now public. So anyone who spiritually sees it by faith can be redeemed.
所以不再隐藏在幔子的后面，而是被公开，被显明出来。
So that's why we come to our final conclusion, which is first for the unbeliever, the gospel friend, who, if you think that you are generally moral, that you don't necessarily do anything that is too bad, you can't think that you stand in the sight of God.
所以如果有一个福音朋友，他以为他通常是道德的，他没有做什么坏事。
And then Paul will then give us here the explanation for that.
那保罗就在这里将他的观点帮助我们来看。
That we have all have this conscience, or we all have the law, and we are made aware.
我们里面有良心，我们里面其实也有这个律法，我们明白。
And the full law is basically loving God and loving our neighbor.
这个完整的这个律法就是要让我们爱神，也要爱爱邻舍。
And if we don't reach that standard, we are guilty and condemned.
若是我们达不到这样的标准，我们就是有罪的，并且被定罪。
And then for the believer, we want to be very thankful for this gift that He has given us.
那作为已经信主的。我们里面就蛮有感恩，你知道这个救恩。
So Paul here calls this my gospel.
保罗在这里称这个福音是我的福音。
The gospel means good news.
福音就是好消息。
So you normally think of good news as the fruits of salvation, the peace, joy, eternal life, relationship with God and with the brothers and sisters at church.
通常我们讲到这个救恩，它的结果就是得着平安、喜乐、永生，或者是与神和弟兄姐妹的关系的和好。
And although few want to hear about wrath, judgment, condemnation, it is still part of the good news.
虽然很少人愿意听关于审判呢、愤怒或者定罪的事情。
Because seeing the righteous judge can point us to the Savior, the righteous of.
但这个实在是一个好消息，因为他将我们带到这个救恩的面前。
Because the righteous judge would reveal to us what he's judging against, that unreachable standard of law, and then we see our weakness, inability to keep it, and the only place that we turn to is Christ Jesus as our righteousness.
当公义的审判者向我们启示这个公义的标准，我们看见我们的不能，我们的软弱。所以我们会来到他的面前。
Since he's a righteous judge, then he can save us. So Isaiah 33:22 says, For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us.
所以他是公义的审判官，他也是有资格来拯救我们。就像在以赛亚书33:22说的，因为耶和华是审判我们的，耶和华是给我们设律法的。耶和华是我们的王，他必拯救我们。
And so we want to treasure the fact that the Lord is our righteous judge. Since then, he will save us.
所以我们在这里要说，我们的神他是公义的审判者，他也是我们的拯救者。
So Paul's gospel, the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
这个保罗的福音就是神的大能要救一切所相信的。
And we treasure it, just like Paul, so we can call this gospel also my gospel.
我们也愿意这个福音成为我们的福音，就像他那样子来宝贝一样。
All right, let's close with a word of prayer.
我们接下来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bring these words into our hearts.
父啊，求你把这些话刻在我们心中。
That all of us would treat your Gospel is my gospel.
我们能够将这个福音当作是我的福音。
That we will see how precious it is.
让我们能够宝贝他这个福音。
That whether we're an unbeliever to bring us to life, or we are already a believer and are thankful for you for it.
若是我们还没有相信的，我们能够来到这个福音面前，能够相信；我们已经相信的，我们能够感恩。
And help us remember your son during the following time of communion.
帮助我们在下面薄饼聚会的时候来纪念你的儿子。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.